potentially awarded this project, which we estimated initially at over $833,000. And so, in front of you, this piece of paper shows you what was submitted to our application. And on the, basically, what we were looking to do with the CDBG project was some upgrades over the ball fields. We initially were looking at upgrading the ball field lighting and running electrical for those and getting those up and going with new LED lights. We looked at providing an additional picnic shade or cover bowery over the concessions area, adding some picnic tables and possibly some new bleachers, and then also looking at putting some shade elements over the spectator bleachers and in the concessions area. And then finally, we're looking at adding some additional safety netting around the outfields on the north, or the north ball fields, as those properties are developing. And so when we went out to bid, we had to put all of these items on one bid package and ask contractors to provide a bid on all of this in order to make application to CDBG. And you can see we received 4 bid packages, but none of them were complete. And so we couldn't say we have one contractor to do all of the work. We put it out to bid a second time, and actually these 4 bids that we received are based on those 2 bid responses from the advertisement. So for CDBG purposes, what we had to do was put together our budget for the project, not having a complete bid package. Mm-hmm. And so what we looked at, part of this was strategically looking at what kind of funding could we really hope to get. So one of the things we looked at was, instead of upgrading the ball field lights to new LEDs, can we just run the wiring and do troubleshooting on the existing lights? Mm-hmm. And in talking with one of our local electricians, the thought was that they could maybe do that for about $75,000. So that's not a formal bid, but that was a number that we could use for that. For the concessions area, we looked at doing a bowery. This cost right now is showing the estimated cost of you have support poles and then maybe doing a fabric structure, just a shade sail over the concessions area. But right now it's a placeholder. We've been talking about doing something that's more static, a metal roof, something that looks a little more permanent for the concessions area. We looked at new picnic tables, and you can see some of the estimated costs there. For the shade structures, we looked at three bleacher shade structures over single, basically a single wide bleachers, and then a couple of bleacher canopies over two, or a double bleacher system. We didn't have anything in there for the safety netting, but in doing some research over the last couple of weeks, we probably can do all of the safety netting we hoped for on the outfields for about $25,000. And so we can certainly build that back into this project and look at those things if we want.
Where does that go on the outfield?
So basically, the very north end of the ball fields, we run it along that fence line.
So you can park along that outfield fence?
Not
get a ball in your windshield?
So a couple of things we've been looking at, been coordinating with Councilor Anderson and the Recreation Board. The other handout that you have there is kind of the concept that we put together of the improvements. And one of the things that we looked at was, instead of putting up individual shade structures, could we look at doing shade sails and just running them across the existing supports? Mm-hmm. Having talked with 2 different sail manufacturers, they're not willing to utilize any existing supports. They're saying that the depth of the foundations and the strength of the poles is questionable for their liability purposes. If we found somebody that could manufacture sails to meet those specs and make it work, we can hang them ourselves if they're willing to do that. But at this point, your national representing manufacturers of sails and shade canopies, they're not willing to anchor to existing poles. But we're still looking at options for that.
Well, you could, I mean, those new picnic Bowery poles would be...
They should be more than strong enough.
And then the building itself's more than strong enough, so you're only talking about, I'm trying to see how many poles you're looking at. You've got one that's the light pole.
Maybe 8 poles, 10.
But it's just a matter of, and then if you have them in those triangles, you think that would be less, whatever you call pressure or pole.
I actually think that's a smart idea to have them on rock poles, because when that wind blows.
They're saying that the lift potential...
Gets underneath, there's some lift and...
And it's, they also indicate it's more of the bending potential of the poles.
Well, you don't want to ruin your backstop.
Right.
That's what I say.
So putting new poles in there that added a different cost, so can we handle that?
The numbers that are on here right now are that we would, as far as the shade structures, and hard shade structures, more poles, more roofs or whatever, are more expensive than the cloth. And right now, the numbers that are in here are for hard shade. And so we could, in fact, I've actually asked these manufacturers to give us bids for the shade structures using the canopies over the bleachers rather than the hard canopies. And so we probably will see costs.
Probably be less than half, I bet.
Potentially.
But at this point, we're probably not going to do the shade cells.
Not connected to existing poles, we're not. Unless...
It looks so nice.
Unless we want to do the anchor and take on all the responsibility for it. But, so the public hearing tonight, he has an opportunity to, we've noticed it in the newspaper. A couple of weeks, we had it posted on the Utah Public website as a hearing tonight. Opportunity to allow the public to come in and voice their opinions about the project. Right now, it's estimated that, well, we know that if we can complete all the final red tape steps, we have $250,000 coming from CDBG for the project, and the city's match would be $86,000 on that. So, in this quote, the rate of the total project cost would be $336,000, not $333,000. So, that's the scope of the project that we've pitched so far. You know, if there's other things that you, questions that you have as a council, or things for us to be mindful of to move forward.
What's your timeline, Robert?
ASAP. As soon as possible.
Is there a reason, so we're talking about putting netting out on those north fills?
Not the north fills, right?
The very north fills, whatever that dirt parking lot is out there.
You mean the Homer Dome?
Uh-huh.
Well, you said to the north. Do you mean to the...
West?
The west.
West and north.
West and north.
West and north.
Now, the north, is that Casey's north property?
Brian Young's property.
Brian Young's property.
He's going to put duplexes there.
Sorry, come back to your question.
Well, I'm just wondering why we needed it there if we don't own the property.
Well, it's so you don't have a liability of knocking people's windows out. They do it every place that I've seen. If you go to any ballpark, it's there. So you don't have a liability situation.
So do we need to run it all the way along the softball field too and everything?
Mm-hmm.
All the way along behind Jeff Anderson's house and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have we ever had an issue there?
Yeah.
We haven't had
any just by the way for the wind.
You couldn't hit a softball from that softball field to Jeff
you
Anderson's.
You should have been out there.
I've seen
that. They went out of that last fall, didn't they, Mike?
You'd have to go across the field behind it.
Well, I'd say maybe a sign would be better. Sign up a sign, enter your own risk or something.
It's, like I said, it's $25,000 that we're looking at, but...
I've seen them hit them out of that Homer Domer.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen them clear that back fence and go halfway out the parking lot or a little bit further before.
Yeah.
You know, when the high school kids were playing on that.
And now we've moved that Homer Domes...
10 feet, 15 feet?
15 to 20 feet smaller than it was then.
The fence?
Mm-hmm.
But who plays on it? Who plays on it?
Oh, did they push the backstop closer to the fence?
16, 17-year-old kids and adults.
When?
They played last fall out there.
On that field?
Well,
I guess I can see it one there, but...
The kid that works at the hospital, he hit it...
I just know about the north fence.
Right to Jeff Anderson's house.
Yeah, it was, he can hit it.
So, anyway.
When you talk about the 86,000, that needs to come up, now that would be through the whole valley, not just the cities, right?
That's money that's been raised from auctions.
Well, you got the money, the 86.
Yes.
And we got the 250.
Right.
You just need to decide where you're gonna spend it.
Yep.
Do the best, you've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
We got a short meeting here.
Yeah. Think we got her done?
Yeah.
So...
All right.
I can...
All right. Are we ready to move on to our city council meeting?
It's after 7:30, so...
Okay, let's do it.
I want to invite anybody in the public that's here to speak to it.
Would anybody like to speak to the baseball project, the city team?
Noise off and stuff it out for you.
I would just say, I haven't been out there to see it all done. It's like good. It's really nice.
Well, one of the things that put a little pressure on us, they're gonna pave the parking lot.
Yeah, I heard that. So they have to move all the stuff that's in the parking lot. Where are they gonna move that?
That's another problem. Always challenging.
Let's adjourn. Would somebody like to close the public hearing?
I'm making a motion to close the public hearing.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Wong. We have a second.
I'll second that.
Second by Councilman Anderson. Taylor?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Kramer?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
All right, the public hearing is closed, and now would someone like to...
Damn it.
The special city...